Blackstone Audio presents Kabul Beauty School, An American Woman Goes Behind the Veil, by Deborah Rodriguez with Kristen Olson. Luckily, I am a lady, Mariam, of my own epoch. I have conscience, intelligence, and talent, but am fated to continue existence in captivity, behind the bars of prison of life, as if I am a jailbird. I want to declare my feelings, but nobody seems to realize me. I am being asked to stay thoroughly out of sight, in the darkness. Why? Because it is easy for them to disgrace me and discard me. They have covered me from head to toe, amputated my legs, shut my mouth. Oh, I want to be known, if not as I am a female, but through my knowledge. Let the years go. Let them have my written words. One day they will ask, whose unique words are these? Maybe at that time they will know me as a female who can do something. I am hopeful. Farida Alimi. Chapter 1. The women arrive at the salon just before 8 in the morning. If it were any other day, I'd still be in bed, trying to sink into a few more minutes of sleep. I'd probably still be cursing the neighbor's rooster for waking me up again at dawn. I might even still be groaning about the vegetable dealers who come down the street at 3 a.m. with their noisy horse-drawn wagons, or the neighborhood mullah who warbles out his long, mournful call to prayer at 4:30. But this is the day of Roshana's engagement party, so I'm dressed and ready for work. I've already had 4 cigarettes and 2 cups of instant coffee, which I had to make by myself because the cook has not yet arrived. This is more of a try.